Against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Time sure flies when you're having fun, folks. It really does. It seems like it was just 4 years ago that the candidates were squaring off to be mayor of Los Angeles. It was 4 years ago. And if you think that was bad, it is even worse now. We've got some of the same rotten faces and some new ones that stink just as bad as the old ones do. Rearing his ugly head as he has done in every level of California politics, once again, we have Tony Villar, a.k.a. Antonio Villaraigosa. This guy never met an office he didn't like. He became a California assemblyman, then moved up to Speaker of the House. That was where he made the outrageous statement that electing Latino officials was not enough. Oh, no, they must be willing to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens or they were worthless to, quote, the cause, unquote. When he lost his bid for mayor 4 years ago, he was elected to the city council representing East L.A., promising he would not run for mayor and would serve out his term. He lied. Absolute, dirty, rotten scoundrel of a lie. He's running again, folks, and he's also a member of the radical, racist, separatist group, MECHA. That's right. Villaraigosa is once again running against his mayoral adversary of 4 years ago, little Jimmy Hahn. Hahn 4 years ago was thought to be the lesser of two evils. You know, the best turd in the toilet. That's right. Well, that was proved wrong when he openly proclaimed Los Angeles to be, quote, a Mexican city, unquote, which just pissed off everybody. Hahn is somewhat of a legacy candidate, folks. He's running partially on the name of his beloved father, an L.A. politician par excellence, Kenny Hahn. Great guy. His son, little Jimmy, won 4 years ago, though, and he beat Villaraigosa with a 54-46% win. But it's a lot tighter for him this time. Doesn't look like it's going to be easy. In fact, he's in third place. The polls have him there as we speak. So what does he do? What does every other shameless politician do? He eases to the right, just a little bit, to try to make those of us who feel that we're conservatives feel a little easier with him. Last minute, easing to the right. A man who has in 4 years spoken up in favor of driver's licenses for illegal aliens, who as mayor has not once condemned the vicious and vile Special Order 40. You know what that is? That's where the police cannot ask the legal status of anybody that they stop. That's right. He is all for it and has not spoken against it once. A man who never recognized publicly that the deficit in the state of California is mainly due to illegal immigration. Well, guess what? Last week, he decided to patronize us who want the illegal immigration problem fixed. Then he uncharacteristically said, quote, people are flooding our borders because the federal government won't do its job, and people are basically being invited here. But all the employers who will hire the illegals in this country and depress our wages and ruin our economy, unquote. I had to look and see who the hell was saying this. He never said nothing like this in his 4 years in office and the year before that. He never said this when he was in lesser offices in the city of Los Angeles. Not one word. But now all of a sudden, he wants to even use the word, that's right, illegal alien. He said it. I heard him say it. Illegal alien. Must be true. I read in the paper. When then he cleaned it all up, and said he doesn't blame them for coming here and seeking a better life. That's the cleanup. That's the disclaimer that ruined everything he just said. Then we've got the third front runner who's in second place ahead of the mayor, Bob Hertzberg. Here's a guy that tries to sound conservative, but sucks just as much as the other two. Here's a guy who's been for the Matricular Council, our card. He said recently that he is for driver's licenses for illegal aliens. If you don't like it, don't vote for him. And to top it off, he's on the board of directors of the racist hate group MALDEF. That's right. That is right. Plus, when he got ready to run for mayor, you're going to love this, he went to the court to reduce his child support payments. What a guy. What a guy. What a winner. Now, I ask you, these are your front runners. These are the people that everybody's going to vote for. These are the people that are up there on Tuesday begging for your vote. Who will you vote for? Here's a guy that's a member of a racist hate group who was only going to be a Mexican mayor. Here's a guy who says L.A. is a Mexican city and has done nothing for the rest of the constituents here. Here's another guy who was on the board of directors of MALDEF. Explain to me, how do you pick between the three? How do you pick between the three? You have no choice, folks. They are your front runners, and they are some real winners. The choice is yours because you have no alternative. Well, maybe you do. Maybe you do have an alternative. Just maybe. We'll see. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where are the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties, and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, and I'm president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. With all the politics surrounding ballot measures claiming to help law enforcement, sometimes we can forget the very real daily acts of heroism by our deputy sheriffs. Almost 2 years ago, Deputy Armand Arevalo was on patrol in Linwood when he observed a suspicious man who turned out to be carrying a .357 Magnum. Rather than submit to a search, the suspect took his own girlfriend hostage and fled on foot. Deputies Hilgendorf, North, and Welch arrived to assist and found the suspect had climbed onto a roof in a residential neighborhood and had opened fire on the deputies and a sheriff's department helicopter. The deputies held their ground, returned fire, and mortally wounded the suspect, who, as it turns out, was a convicted felon on parole. Thanks to the swift and courageous action of these brave and selfless deputies, hardworking families were protected and lives were saved. We owe these deputies a debt of gratitude for a dangerous job well done. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Friends, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to tell you that you need is an appraisal. The appraisal tells you what your house is worth and what you could possibly get either in form of selling it or a loan. Well, where do you get one? Only one place, American Real Estate Appraisals. Call them at 818-223-9498. They are friends of the Terry Anderson Show. They are also fast, friendly and professional, and will get you the best appraisal you could possibly get, and you know what that means. More money, more money, more money in your pocket. Call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. Welcome all the folks out there who have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice. They can always tell them to listen to us live on our website. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. They can also hear us live on CRN. That's the cable radio network, CRN. That's right, folks, radio on your TV. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight live at WSRO AM 650 Boston, Massachusetts, WLTH AM 1370 Gary, Indiana, WVFC AM 1530 McConnellsburg, Pennsylvania. How about KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, KDON 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and KLO 1430 AM Salt Lake City. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week, and tonight we have one I never thought I would do, folks, but here it is. The NAACP. This is a group that has spoken up before and represented black Americans when there was no one else to do it, when it was needed, when there was rampant racism in this country, when nobody else would say a word and black folks were being beaten up and killed and lynched, the NAACP was there to defend us. And I applaud them for that. A proud organization that has now slipped to the level of your average black politician when it comes to looking out for who they claim to represent. Last Monday, in Austin, Texas, LULAC's state director, Roger Rocha, and Texas NAACP president Gary Bledsoe stood together on the steps of the Capitol building at a rally in unity. Rocha said, quote, "We are here together as two organizations fighting as one." Yeah, you're there fighting as one with this idiot from the NAACP because you're there to get all you can get. Your people are invading my people, so therefore, yeah, you're fighting both of you for your one. That's right. Bledsoe from the NAACP said that Hispanics and blacks are communities under siege. He got it half right. We're the ones under siege, and we're under siege from them. We are under siege from LULAC and MALDEF and METCHA with their invading hordes of people. I am not talking about American Hispanics, folks. Those of you that want to email me, don't. I'm talking about people who are coming here and throwing themselves into organizations like this, and they are illegally in the country, have no business being here, and they are lumping themselves with legal American Hispanics to become an army against us. That's right, and I'm not trying to turn blacks against Hispanics. I am trying to get black people to see that these invading hordes of people are taking what you fought hundreds of years to get, and you are losing it quickly. We are under siege. Yeah, that's right. Yolanda Smith, Houston director of the NAACP, said, quote, "What might be happening to the African-American community might not be happening to the Hispanic community, but it's going to," unquote. Now, what's going to happen to the Hispanic community? What are you going to get, an invading horde of Mongolians or an invading horde of Tibetans or people from maybe Nigeria that are going to come in here and take all of their jobs, take all of their housing, take all of their schooling, take all of their neighborhoods? Is that what's going to happen to the Hispanic community, you stupid broad? Don't you understand that these people are taking what you have fought for? And I'm not talking again about American Hispanics. I am talking about the invading hordes of illegal aliens from south of our border. That's what I'm talking about. Here we go again with black organizations for everybody and Hispanic organizations for Hispanics. And if you think I'm wrong, here are the mission statements. And I want you to listen closely to these. These are the mission statements of the NAACP and the mission statement of LULAC. Listen to this. NAACP, to ensure the political, educational, social, and economic equality of rights of all persons and to eliminate racial hatred and racial discrimination. LULAC, racial statement, to advance the economic condition, educational attainment, political influence, health, and civil rights of the Hispanic population in the United States of America. Now you tell me who is for everybody and who is for one race of people. The NAACP is failing us with this. I am not saying they should be enemies with LULAC. What I am saying is they should understand that LULAC has ganged up with a bunch of people that are not supposed to be in this country. They are here illegally, and they have created an army. And what they are doing, they are moving through this country, taking every right that black folks ever got. Every piece of civil rights we ever worked for, they are taking. They have no rights to it. Somebody who comes across that border illegally does not have the same rights as an American Hispanic, and they damn sure don't have the same rights as a black who was downtrodden in this country for over 300 years. You ain't gonna never have me believe that one. You are idiots. And this week, the NAACP, a once proud organization, is the most horriblest clown of the week. All right, folks, I'm all right. No problem. I'm calmed down. Let's get to our guest now, Walter Moore, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, buddy, what do you hear? What do you say? We're having a little trouble with the phone tonight, but it'll be okay.
I say you are the greatest man in radio. I love listening to the most horriblest clown of the week.
Well, we try to... Our problem is never picking one. It's who are we going to pick? But I don't know if you heard the end of my monologue when I said these people have no alternative. And then I said, well, you know, maybe they do. Who knows? I raked these three guys over the best I could because I think they all stink. I watched the replay of you on the McIntyre in the Morning Show. Doug McIntyre, a great American, fabulous guy. And he took time with each and every one of you guys, and he gave the hard questions and talked to each one of you. I love the way he treated you. But I watched the replay of him with Han this afternoon, and Han was asked a question about driver's license. And he said it's a matter of safety with him. And he could not say the word illegal, Walter. He could not say it. It was the people here without the proper documents.
There's always some euphemism.
There you go.
Excuse, because they don't want to hit the issue head on. Because how can you justify their position?
You
their
can't.
Position is look the other way, aid and abet a violation of our federal immigration laws. So they always come up with some other name for it, but they aren't fooling anyone.
They never do. They never do. Let me ask you a question. What we're doing here now is we're getting down to the last few hours of this election. We've got a few couple days left, and you've got to make the cut. So what do you want people to get out to do? I don't endorse anybody, but I got you on tonight. And I want everybody to know, I invited Senor Villaraigosa on the air, and they not only didn't come, they didn't have the dignity of a callback. So they didn't care anything about it. I think it's because he's scared. That's just my opinion. But here you've got a platform. You got lots of people listening to you. We have a very popular show here. No brag, just fact. And I'm going to tell you something. If you've got something you want to say to these people in Los Angeles, now's the time to do it.
Well, I'll tell you, people in Los Angeles, just show up and vote for me, and we will win. Some of you may have been disheartened because you hear all this talk that there's recent polls and that I don't even show up on them. Let me tell you, there's been one and only one, quote, poll, unquote, and it was conducted by a woman named Susan Pincus at the L.A. Times. Terry, I don't know if you remember, this is the same woman who predicted that Arnold Schwarzenegger would get 25%
yeah,
of the vote
sucks.
In the recall. He got 48.3. So she doesn't exactly have what you'd call a good track record, but it gets even better. We obtained copies of the poll because I don't know if you or your listeners have followed this. One of my supporters called me up, and the pollster would not let her vote for me. The pollster told my supporter that Walter Moore is not a candidate. And she said, excuse me, I already voted for him absentee ballot. He most certainly is a candidate. So we called, we complained to the LA Times. Mm-hmm. They have falsely claimed in writing that this was just a misunderstanding or a misrepresentation of one event. Well, we got the poll questions. And the poll questions are worded in such a way that you can't vote for me if you want to. The poll questions all say things like, if the March 8th primary were today and the candidates were Alarcon, Hahn, Hertzberg, Villaraigosa, and Parks, then which of those five would you vote for?
That's like
Alarcon, Hahn, Hertzberg. It's rigged. There's no none of the above. There's no Walter Moore. There's no somebody else. So, of course, when you only ask about those five people, you're only going to show some of them as the front runners. But we know that we have much bigger support out there.
Absolutely.
And all we have to do is show up. The other good thing for people to know is these candidates, my rivals, are so terrible.
Oh,
so terrible and indistinguishable. I don't think anybody's going to show up. I think we could probably win with 80,000 votes because how do you get excited about voting for Villaraigosa, Hahn, Hertzberg, Parks, or Alarcon? They're all
Alarcon and Parks are history. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And the other three are there. They're all liars. They're none of them. Jimmy Hahn is no Kenny Hahn. He's not. Yeah. And he's. I mean, what has he done for us in 4 years? We thought he was better to put him in than I didn't vote for him. But people thought he was better to put in Villaraigosa. And what'd you get? You got a white Villaraigosa. You got the same thing. You didn't get much anything else. And Hertzberg, I mean, here's a guy. Here's a guy who sued his own father. Here's a guy that asked for a reduction in his child support so he could run for mayor. Here's a guy. I mean, this guy's a career politician also. All these guys are political hacks. They're not anything new. It's the same old thing over and over, Walter. It's the same thing over and over.
That's right. They're always raising money. When they're out of office, they're taking money. Hertzberg, for example, claims he's a businessman. Well, when he was in the assembly, he drafted legislation to promote solar power. So when he gets out, he sets up a solar power company that gets $5 million in aid from DWP, gets 25% off its DWP bills. He works for a public relations firm for DWP that got $24 million. and his law firm got $2 million. So when they aren't taxing your money, taxing us and giving their money, our money to their campaign contributors, they're on the receiving end. Like when he appointed Villaraigosa to a state board position he wasn't qualified for $99,000 a year.
Boy, could I use $99,000 a year. You know, could somebody out there appoint me to a board? I need a board to be on, you know?
This is overqualified.
Yeah, well, you know what, Walter, and I'm also poor. We're not even poor. We have to drop one of the O's. But let me tell you something. It's amazing to me that these guys look out for each other. Now they're all running against one another, you know?
Right.
Unbelievable. It seems like this guy Hertzberg has got John and Ken fooled. He's got them snookered a little bit, and I was surprised to see that. I mean, they were in there sucking and kissing up to the guy like you wouldn't believe the other day. He had some road race going on with Reardon, another guy that sucked as mayor. And, I mean, it was unbelievable to me that they don't understand. How do you back a guy that's a member of a racist hate group?
You know, I don't think they have any real political agenda. I think they have a shtick, and their shtick is to yell and scream at someone, and they don't give a damn about illegal immigration or anything. They pretend to because that gives them ratings. When they crashed and burned with Dreyer, they decided, okay, our new shtick will be to yell about traffic, and that's the only way I can think of that they've totally abandoned this very important
election. Well, allow me to yell a little bit about traffic, too, here, Walter. The only way you're going to get rid of traffic is get rid of these damn illegal aliens out of here.
Absolutely.
You get rid of them, and traffic will be eased up. You can go anywhere on the 405 any time of the day, and it'll be reasonable. But as long as you got these guys out here in their pickup trucks with their leaf blowers on the back hanging off the side, and four or five kids with snotty noses riding in the truck with them going to cut five or six lawns that some American used to cut, you're never going to get traffic fixed. So all this synchronizing lights and all this other crap and BS ain't ever going to fix nothing.
That's
you got to get rid of these people.
Anyone who lived here 20, 30 years ago knows there's nothing wrong with the city or the freeways, but you can't keep cramming
more people in. More people every year. And let's face it. If you're going to start fixing a problem, you know, you start with if the bank's having problems, you start with the pilfering. You know, you get the employees who are stealing money and you get rid of them. That's the first thing you do. You get rid of the illegal activities. You get rid of the money launderers. You get rid of the bank robbers. That's what you do. Let's get rid of these illegal people first, and we can get rid of the problem in the schools, problem with the voting, problem with the freeways, problem with unemployment, with wages, everything we can fix. But no, let's put a Band-Aid on a bullet wound every time. That's what they want to do. It's just like Han will not admit that the deficits of this city are driven by illegal immigration. He will not say it. And if he said that, I would give him credit. He's got 4 years to have learned it, and he hasn't learned it yet. And that's sad. That is really sad. Say it. I haven't heard it from Bernard Parks. He knows what's going on in the black community, but he will not come out and say it. If Bernard Parks would come out and say it, he would have the support of every black person and a whole lot of white folks and American Hispanics in this city, but he won't say it. None of them will say it because they've got another agenda. They are afraid. And that's sad.
Well, I tell you, one thing they're afraid of is losing their campaign contributions.
Yep.
Because all of these men have taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from developers, out-of-state corporations, labor unions. The developers want illegal aliens for two reasons. Number one, the more people who are moving into our city, the greater the supposed need to build more housing. And that's why we have all this talk of affordable housing and increasing density. The second reason they want illegal aliens here, of course, is the cheap labor.
That's right. That's right. So, and the votes. They're going to vote. And if they don't vote, they're going to have jackpot babies that can vote. So it's a never-ending deal. They're padding themselves for the next few years. And a lady that I know very well told me the other day that the reason why they won't come out on this is because guess what? A lot of them, they know only one guy is going to win. The rest of them are going to have to run for another office.
Right.
And when they have to run for that other office, they don't want to have alienated anybody that they might have to call on for a vote. So let's keep it straight up. Let's not make any kind of a commitment. Let's not commit ourselves in any way. Let's just be nice to everybody and hope maybe we can go out there and win. And it's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. Walter, can you hang around?
Absolutely.
Okay, I got a hard break coming up, and I've got some people.
Go after the Latino vote in a competitive election. You must do so without a white backlash. So says the conventional election wisdom. Thus, the second condition, the second necessary condition for an effective Latino vote, is appealing to Latinos without threatening other groups by using codes understood by Latinos yet not offensive to others.
You're listening.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Dedicated to preserving your Second Amendment rights. Get active. For more information, including the 10 ways you can help support the Second Amendment, visit our website, libertybells.org, B-E-L-L-E-S.
As you know, our troops are risking their lives to fight the war against terrorism. But even as we wage war on the Middle East terrorist network, there's another group headquartered only a few miles from the World Trade Center wreckage that is actively working to keep us from winning this war. It's called... the United Nations. Yes, the United Nations. The UN supports the principal sponsors of terrorism. Nations such as Syria, which just weeks after the September 11th attack was voted onto the UN Security Council by an overwhelming majority. Want to know more? Call 1-800-527-USA1 for a free information packet. You'll be amazed at what you read. Get the U.S. out of the United Nations. Call toll-free 1-800-527-USA1. That's 1-800-527-USA1. Or on the web, go to getusout.org.
Virtually all population growth in California comes from immigration and immigrant births. In Los Angeles, illegal aliens account for 95% of outstanding homicide warrants and 2/3 of outstanding felony assault warrants. L.A. County pays $350 million a year for illegals' unpaid medical bills, and California spends $7.7 billion a year educating illegal alien children. Californians for Population Stabilization, or CAPS, wants our leaders to solve these serious problems now. We need to act soon before it's too late. You can help by calling CAPS at 1-800-786-4726 or visiting capsweb.org. That's 1-800-786-4726 or capsweb.org. We can do something about the state of immigration. All right, folks, this is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. And we've got Mr. Walter Moore on the line. Walter, I've got a couple of people that want to comment on some of the people running for mayor. So I want you to stick around just long enough to take these calls with me, if that's okay. And we'll see what you have to say about what the people. Let's go to Gene calling from Valley Village.
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen.
How you doing, Gene?
Okay. I wanted to talk about Mr. Hertzberg. He's a board member of MAVLIF, and he's for driver's license for aliens. I don't know how anybody could vote for this man, much less Ken and John pushing this guy on their program. I don't understand this at all. I think these John and Ken must have an agenda of some sort.
Go ahead, Walter.
I agree with you 100%. I think they've turned their back on us, and it tells me all they were interested in is ratings and shtick, and they don't really care about our city or about stopping illegal immigration. Because how can you care about this?
I think the
most important issue, and they get behind a board member of MALDEF who wants to give illegal aliens driver's licenses.
Excuse me, when I called them and I said, "Why aren't you for Mr. Walter Moore?" They hung up on me twice.
Wow.
And the third time they tell me you're not on the polls.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. How disingenuous.
I don't want to put a wedge in things because I know you go into that Million Man March, Mr. Anderson. But I think Ken and John have some self-serving interests.
Well, I don't know what their thing is. I know where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, they've done some good, and I also think that therefore, you know, these guys are driven by ratings. I'm not. I'm just trying to stay on the air. I'm trying to raise enough money to stay on air. But I'm not going for them at all, Gene.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going for my country, and I'm going for those of us who will be involved in it. So it's not there. In fact, the deal was actually originated by Roger Hedgecock in San Diego, so it's not even their deal. So
and maybe they jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
I think, personally, I know it's been said, but everybody should get out there to vote for Walter Moore.
All right, Gene. That's...
Excuse me, could I ask you one question?
Go ahead, Gene.
What happened to Carol?
Carol's not with the show any longer. Carol took a hiatus, and I think she'll be back soon. I don't know. I haven't talked to her lately, but she's having some problems, some personal things in her life, and she's maybe moving out of town and getting some things straight. So,
excuse me, Mr. Moore. I'll definitely be there to vote for you.
Thank you, and tell your friends. Tell them to go to moreisbetter.com, get those flyers, and hand them to voters.
And all the best to you. All the best to both of you.
Thank you, Gene.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Dorothy calling from Glendale. Dorothy, you're on with Walter Moore.
Yes. This is about Antonio Villaraigosa. I have listened to his and seen the multitude of his TV ads on and on and on and on. He spends an awful lot of money trying to get to be mayor. But it really riles me because it doesn't seem that anybody knows about he's boasting about education reform when he was in the assembly. And he was the author of Assembly Bill 1785, which was passed and signed into law by Governor Gray Davis on September 30th, 2000. And the result is from kindergartners on, the teachers will have textbooks in every subject, no matter what the subject is, incorporating the homosexual agenda in their mandatory curriculum. And besides that, there are ads on TV right now promoting and extolling preschoolers that they will be prepared for kindergarten, that they will be prepared for the lower schools, and then they're prepared for high school, and then they're prepared for college, so that they want to capture and poison the children's minds from an even younger age than kindergarten.
All right, Dorothy, let's let Walter comment.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Walter.
Well, one thing you don't hear on the TV ads is that I want all kids to have a private school education so parents can decide for themselves what they deem an appropriate curriculum. Because, you know, different people have a different focus, and I think the LAUSD is just a huge disaster, and we need to put power in the hands of parents, not bureaucrats and the Villaraigosas of the world.
Dorothy, thank you for the call. You know what, Mike, Walter, I agree. The thing about it is, parents have been left out of the equation. Some want to be left out. Some of these parents use the schools for a babysitter. You know what I mean?
Right.
But a lot of these people, Walter, want their kids to have a better education, and they're not getting it. And this whole thing where Hertzberg is talking about breaking up the school district, he doesn't have, first of all, the juice to do it. It's not a mayor's thing that he can do. So him saying he would break it up is just an out-and-out, just a total lie.
Oh, and he sends his kids to private
school. Oh, all of them do. They all send them to private school, every single one of them. But here's the thing. If the schools were free of all these illegal aliens, see, I'm Johnny One Note, get these illegal alien jackpot babies out of these schools and get these illegal kids out of the schools, and guess what? Our kids might be able to get an education. It would be an amazing thing to see.
The kids in the classroom don't speak the language. That slows everybody down.
There you go.
Every dollar you spend on education is getting split among more students.
I agree. I totally agree. All right, Walter, I'm going to let you go, buddy. I wish you the best on Tuesday.
Thank you. We're going to do it. It's going to be a surprise, but Wednesday morning, I'm going to be in the top two.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, if you make it, and I don't know if you will or not, you will have earned it because you fought against all the odds. You went against a lot of times. You went against the rest of these radio stations. You had a hard way to go uphill. They wouldn't give you the proper equal time that they should have. So I will have to say that if you get it, boy, you earned it. You really did.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for spreading the word. And thanks to your listeners here and all over the country for all your support. I appreciate it. We're going to win this battle, and we're going to go up from there.
Walter Moore, good luck, buddy.
Thanks.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, folks, there it is. There's the guy that, you know, they're saying can't win. There's the guy that they didn't give enough time to, the guy that they didn't allow to get on with the other people at the debates, the guy that the Times finally came around and wrote about in the very end when they had to, basically, from the pressure. So, you know, you make up your mind who you want to vote for. I never tell anybody to vote or who to vote for. And I don't endorse anybody. But I'll say this. I like this guy. I like him because he's fresh. He's not a politician. Is he perfect? Probably not. But I tell you what, we know what the others are. We know what they've got going, which is very little. And everything about them is fake and phony, and we'll have to see. We really will. It's a sad day in America, though, when we have this type of people to choose from to be mayor of the greatest city in the state of California. It's really a sad situation. Folks, I want to read to you one more time before I take any more calls, and I will get to the callers in a minute. I want to read you those mission statements again from the NAACP, and I'm not shilling for the NAACP because I'm very disenchanted with them at the moment for what they've done with this alliance that they've built. But I want to read that mission statement again. Here's the NAACP mission statement. To ensure the political, educational, social, and economic equality of rights of all persons, and to eliminate racial hatred and racial discrimination. Now, here's LULAC. LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens. Here's their mission statement: to advance the economic condition, educational attainment, political influence, health, and civil rights of the Hispanic population of Los Angeles. Now, this is what I preach about all the time on here. Now, you say, what's wrong with LULAC? They're looking out for their people. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. But when you look out for one people, even in your mission statement, you're saying Hispanic population. What you're saying there is that you don't really care what happens to the rest of us. All you're worried about is what happens to those who look like you, talk like you, have the same basic culture that you have, the same allegiance to the same older country, and the same skin color. That's what's wrong. That would be wrong. When black folks do it, it's wrong. When white folks do it, it's wrong. And that's what we've got here now. You've got a group of people in this country, not all Hispanics. Oh, no. We have a lot of nice, good, patriotic American Hispanics who support this show and call this show. You hear them on the air. Good folks who talk up for America and are against illegal immigration. I am against illegal immigration from anywhere in the world. But it just so happens that most of it is from Hispanic countries, mostly from Mexico because of proximity. When you got a third world country right next to a first world country, you're going to get invasion. That's the way it is. But it would be wrong for any race of people to do it. But this is the first time in the history of this country that a race has come in here and talked about conquering us. They have talked about house by house, block by block. They have talked about go back to Europe. They're telling the black kids in L.A. high schools and junior highs, take your black behind back to Africa. These kids ain't never been to Africa. But they're telling them, get out of this country because this belongs to us. And that is a conquering mentality. It's the same thing Cortez did to them down there that they want to come here and do to us. And you know what? It's working. They are doing it. And they're not doing it with a shot fired. They're doing it through the birth canal with their jackpot babies. 66% of all babies born in L.A. hospitals are born to illegal alien mothers. They are doing it with their gangs who are killing people. They are doing it with their taking over our workforce, taking over our hospitals, taking over our schools. You know what? You know what really angers me? When I hear the president and others say, well, they only come here for a better life, and guess what? They're doing the jobs Americans won't do. Well, guess what? They've got it backwards. We were doing those jobs when they got here, okay, and before they got here. But we're doing those jobs when they got here. And all of a sudden, they came in here, undercut the wage, ran the wage down so that Americans no longer found those jobs to be attractive. Well, now they are saying that guess what? Guess what? Americans don't want to do those jobs. No, not at that rate. And this started about 20 years ago, and it has gotten progressively worse. Now, guess what? If we had a wage back, Americans would do any kind of job. Americans were janitors right there in Century City and Beverly Hills at $11, $12 an hour. The illegals from El Salvador and Mexico came in, ran them out at minimum wage, some under minimum wage, $4 an hour. As soon as they got rid of every black janitor, guess what they did? They went on strike. And Jesse Jackson, Messy Jesse, came out here and marched in the street with a mop in his hand talking about justice for janitors. He didn't care that his people were run out of business by these people. He didn't even care. You know what? They paid him to come out here, allowed him to buy another one of those pimp suits that he wears and some of them shoes where the toes turn up. And he was happy as he could be, got him a first-class ticket, and he came out here and went against his own people for the sake of a dollar. And that's what angers me with these black politicians. And you white folks ain't no better with your politician. Same story over and over. But what I'm telling you is this. Do not allow these people to say that they are coming here and doing the jobs that Americans won't do. They are coming here and doing the jobs because they have run down the wages and Americans can't live on that wage. And we won't lift 30 people to a house and make a minimum wage job appealing to us. Everybody in the house got on a jack-in-the-box McDonald's uniform and they're coming in shifts, sleeping in the same beds. Parking in the street. Cars moving in our driveway look like a Greyhound station. And every single day you see new people in there with the Peter Pan hat on, going to their job flipping hamburgers. That's right. Now you got that many people living in a house working minimum wage, you can pay for a $2,000 a month house. American family can't do that because they want to live one family to the house with just their kids. What an appalling thing for an American to want to do is to have that house all to himself. Let's go to Mike calling from North Hollywood. Mike, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, sir. Good evening. I just had something I wanted to bring to your attention and ask you if this is actually something that's really happening. Because if it is, you know, like it says, if you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I guess I haven't been paying attention until now, but I was in my business the other day and I overheard a client speaking with another worker. And he was ranting and raving about how he's just turned 64 years old. He came here when he's 62. He's got a dual citizenship. He is now collecting Social Security, which is about $500 and something a month he's getting, and his wife is collecting food stamps. They're bad-mouthing America, how our government sucks and how our country sucks, and all they're doing is saving their money so they can go back to Armenia in a couple of years and live a beautiful life. And they're talking about our Social Security being bankrupt. Is this what's causing it?
I think that's part of it, Mike. That is absolutely part of it. The other part of it is people coming here who are getting on SSI shouldn't be getting it. There's a lot of reasons. There's a park right here in Glendale where I broadcast from where old Armenian men sit around the park all day and play chess. Guess what? Never paid a dime into American Social Security, but they're getting a check every month. And we are, as I say at the top of the show, stupid people of America. That's right, and it is obscene. And then, and Mike, not only they get the money, but then they badmouth us and talk bad about our country. That just amazes me.
And I'm standing there. I'm a white person, and I'm standing in there, and I'm listening to them say, you know, bad mouthing, you know, white people, and you know, America sucks and everything. And I feel like just telling them, if you don't like it, get the hell out of here. But I can't because I'm liable to get shot. Because they can just take off and run across the border, and nobody will know who they are.
That's the truth. That's really the truth, isn't it?
And,
sad.
You know, I'm fed up with it. You know, if you go out and you break a law, you get arrested, you go to the judge, you go to jail. I mean, you're an illegal immigrant. You break a law, and they wind up saying that the person that they offended was at fault because they said something back to them and called them an illegal alien. Well, that's what they are. They're aliens. I don't know who they are.
They're illegal aliens. That's what they are. That is the correct term. And we shouldn't be calling them anything else. Mike, I want to thank you for your call.
Vote for more.
Well, that's your opinion. Thank you for that. And let me say, you are right. That is what's going on, and it is what is bankrupting our Social Security. And I don't know how old you are. I'm 56 as of day before yesterday, and I doubt if I'll ever get a dime, but that's just my opinion. Mike, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. Let's go to Carlos, calling from Carson. Carlos, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, happy birthday to you, Terry.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Listen, those candidates you were mentioning are political opportunists, to put it mildly. They will never take a firm stand against illegal immigration because they know they're going to be opposing some very powerful financial forces, and they don't want their careers ending. So we know what they are exactly. But aside from that, Terry, this Minutemen project that's going to be instituted on April the 4th on the borders, I really hope it's an efficient, peaceful deterrent against illegal immigration.
I do too, Carlos. I really do.
I hope that the leaders of this project screen out some of the participants to make sure
there's
no CIA infiltration in there.
Well, Carlos, to my knowledge, they have already done that, but I mean, how good can you get at it? Because you can't always know who's who. But I have the same fear that you have, that something will be orchestrated down there to make it all look bad, and I hope they have as much control over it as they can. These type of things, you never know, but I've got faith.
Well, you know, the reason why I said that is because the CIA really has been responsible for many of the revolutions that have taken place in Latin America the last 20, 30 years. They were responsible for the massacres in El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, the death squads that were being trained at Fort Benning, Georgia, which sent a lot of the leaders to create a lot of the chaos in Latin America. And I'm afraid they may try to infiltrate this organization, and they will pull that trigger to create that chaos and dissension and disorder, which is what their job is about.
Well, we'll see, Carlos. We'll see. Time will tell. But I understand your concerns. It is valid. Thanks for calling,
okay,
buddy.
Jerry.
You take care.
Take care. Good night.
All right. Let's go to Wendy, calling from Northridge, California. Wendy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
Hey, kid.
Your commentary on the candidates was absolutely fantastic. Unbelievable. I wish to God you would have been the debater. It was wonderful.
Well, thank you, Wendy.
And number two, Walter sounded pretty good. I know he's going to get my vote on Tuesday. And your thing on LULAC with the NAACP, unbelievable. That was another great commentary. So I got to tell you, your show was absolutely fantastic. And I pray that people call in and donate some money towards you.
Well, we need it. I appreciate it, Wendy. We need it.
So listen, I'm gonna vote for Walter on Tuesday, and then I've got my Granada forum on Thursday.
Who's going to be there?
Tex Mars, coming all the way from Texas.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to talk about the Illuminati and what's really going on in the world, so it's going to be hot stuff.
You hear that, Carlos? You might want to go to this one. That's Carlos's forte. He knows all about this stuff.
And the phone number is 818-385-4003.
One more time, Wendy.
818-385-4003 for Tex Mars this Thursday. But vote for Walter Moore on Tuesday and come to the Granada Forum on Thursday.
All right. Thanks,
Thank
Wendy.
Thank you so much, Terry, and God bless.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to, okay, nobody there. That was Pete. Pete's gone. Let's see. How about Michael calling from North Hollywood? Michael?
How you doing, Terry?
Pretty good.
Oh, I was reading some of the email on your website, man. You get a lot of hate mail, don't you?
Oh, yeah, they love me.
Okay, well, I wanted to relate to
them back, too, Mike.
I hear you. I wanted to relate to you. People say there's no racism by Latinos against other people. Let me tell you about a little something, if you have the time, that happened to me on the bus the other day.
Go ahead.
I use public transportation. You know, it's very crowded, right?
Right.
So it so happened I get on the bus the other day. I ended up at the back. There's no place to sit except some little spot in the corner.
Right.
Not enough leg room because I'm a very tall person like you. I'm standing in front of this older Latino lady. She starts saying, why don't you go sit over there? Why don't you get away from me?
Hmm.
And I told her there's no other place for me to sit. She said, yes, there is. Get away. Get away. So finally, I just looked at her. I kind of leaned down so I could got a little closer. I told her, I said, listen here. Okay, this is a public bus. If I want to freaking stand here, I can. You've got nothing to say about it. Right too long after that, this other Latino woman starts cursing at me and tells me, why don't you quit messing with that person, yada, yada. I told her to mind her own business. So eventually I get a seat. I sit down. I figure that's the end of it, right? Next thing I know, apparently that second person that said something to me went up and told the driver that I was threatening to kill people in the back of the bus.
Oh, man. Because
they called the sheriff. I hear this woo, woo, woo. You know, the cops come. They pull me off the bus. They handcuff me, put me in a bounce. So I'm sitting in the back of a patrol car here. And they're saying, well, we're here because you say you're causing trouble on the bus. And I said, I wasn't causing...
And automatically, they're not going to believe you.
No, they didn't. The guy said, turn around and put your hands behind your back right now. And the guy, and my hand is still sore from them handcuffs. I'm sitting. I explained to them what happened. And the driver even took up on me and says, what are you talking? That guy, I see him every day. He never bothers anyone. You know, he doesn't bother anybody. And the only people who were siding with this other lady were all these other Latino people. They're saying, I'm messing with this person.
That's sad.
I mean, this person was messing. You know,
there's racism from all races, but now I always tell people this is the new racism. People, black folks worried about the Klan. This is the Klan with the tan.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's like you always say, the Klan with a tan. There it is. But I'm telling you, people will think about, you know, well, you got to remember you're a big guy, so you got to be careful. You know what? I didn't want to hurt anybody then, but, you know, after this happened, I'm so mad. If I ever saw that person again, I won't do anything to him because I don't want to flush my life down the toilet. But you know what? I'm so mad at that person, I could kill them.
I know how you feel. But
let me say this to anybody out there. If we don't do anything about this illegal immigration situation, there's going to be a bloodbath out here.
And we don't want that.
This kind of attitude every day.
We don't want that, Mike, but you're right. It is coming in. I got to go. Thanks for the call,
buddy. Thanks a
lot, man. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Bill calling from Massachusetts. Bill, not much time.
Hi, Jerry.
How you doing?
Okay. I'm the guy who sends you the email.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, buddy?
Okay. I just wanted to say, I want to wish L.A. to wish for Walter Moore, vote for Walter Moore, because that's your last hope.
Okay, well.
And the thing is, if he wins, he will not only be hope for L.A., but for California and for the rest of the country.
All right, I got to go. Thanks for calling, Bill.
God bless
you. Take care. Sorry, folks. Sandy and the rest, I'm not going to be able to get to you tonight. That show went so fast. I want to remind you, this week with the Swings, we have fun with feminists and a stake for our country. Good stuff this week with the Swings. Read on our website. I want to thank my producer, Les Blinkhorn, for taking your calls, and my engineer, Mike Reed. Stick around for Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy K. I want to remind you, we need your help to stay on the air. We still have the Terry Anderson Show calendars. You can get one by sending your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I want to remind you folks of those three websites we talk about every week. Don't forget to go to our website, theterryandersonshow.com. And don't forget our good buddy, Juan Man, at deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, americanpatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order three or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 8100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.